Chapter 14.
So, what is a pawn shop, exactly?
Sid asked the next morning after we'd all woken up. Like, a trading post. I shrugged as I pulled an old Guns N' Roses t-shirt over my head. You can swap out gold and riches for actual money, which then means you can buy a whole bunch of stuff.
And you have enough gold, do you think?
Amber asked as she started to rifle through my closet for a t-shirt to give to Sid. And I smiled as she completely ignored the swirling gold of the otherworldly portal in the back, as if it was an everyday occurrence. Which for us, I guess it was. Yeah, I think we've got enough gold. I snickered as I joined Amber at the door to my closet. I pulled my hard-earned stash of gold out from where I'd hidden it. Since I hadn't actually worked out exactly how much I had, I pulled apart the drawstring so I could shake the nuggets out onto my dorm room carpet. The last bag I'd received had been the biggest. So I'd put all the gold in there together, and I stared in awe all over again at the glinting chunks of metal that now littered my bedroom floor. Three of these little suckers got me almost 10 grand. I whistled in amazement.
And you have 7, 8, 9... You've got over 100 of them right here?
Amber grinned up at me as she counted, and Sid appeared over on my shoulder so she could watch us count. 120, I said as I tallied the last nugget of gold. And they're all pretty much the same size, so... I quickly calculated the math in my head, and let out a long breath of air as I stared at the heap of raw gold in front of me. That's... Holy shit! That's like $360,000! I gasped and ran my hands through my hair.
Is that a lot?
Sid asked, and cocked her head curiously. I can put a down payment on a place for us, I muttered. I could buy out my mom's apartment. Eventually, maybe. We could... Holy shit, yeah, it's a lot of fucking money.
And you'll earn even more,
Amber said as she nodded happily.
If you keep slaying monsters for the Baron.
I also have the diamond necklace, I replied in a low voice, and I haven't got the faintest idea about how much that's worth, but if it's legit, it'll probably be more than all of this gold put together.
So, a lot?
Sid nodded in understanding, and then smiled up at me when she'd processed the fact. Well... I ran my hands through my hair again and let out a huff of a laugh before I started to gather the nuggets of gold back up and drop them back into the drawstring velvet pouch the Baron had given me. I'll just take a few again today. I doubt any of these pawn shops will have that amount of money ready to give, and I should definitely buy a safe.
To keep it safe?
Sid asked with a small smile. Right. I nodded and shared her grin. I also really need to work out a way to sell all this without the IRS busting my ass.
What's the IRS?
Amber asked curiously. You don't even want to know. I rolled my eyes and then clambered to my feet. Come on, let's go spend some of this gold.
So, time for shopping?
Amber asked. Yes, time for shopping. I grinned widely. Sid took the plain gray t-shirt from Amber with a smile of thanks and pulled it over her raw leather dress so she wasn't so exposed. Though she did sort of look like a kid playing dress-up, and so Amber quickly gathered the front of the t-shirt up and tied it into a knot for Sid. And then she didn't quite look like she was wearing a potato sack anymore.
Thank you.
Sid grinned as she inspected herself in the mirror, and she caught my eye in the reflection.
Your clothes are odd.
So I've been told. I chuckled. But you can pick some things out today that you actually like, instead of stealing all my tour shirts. That's one of the first things we're doing, taking you girls shopping.
For clothes?
Amber asked and clapped her hands excitedly.
So we look like we fit in? Like... camouflage?
Sid asked in confusion. I mean, I guess, yeah, kind of. I laughed at her raised eyebrow. It's just that people in my world don't tend to wear leather dresses very much.
Oh.
Sid blushed softly, but then she peered at her reflection again, with my t-shirt tied up at her slim waist, and then shot me a wide smile.
Then I look forward to going shopping for new clothes.
It'll be fun, I promise. I told them both. You'll get to see something other than my dorm room in the quad. Amber leaned against me and wrapped an arm around my neck as she grinned up at me. I pulled her close and kissed the top of her head as Sid just watched us with a serene half-smile.
I've been looking forward to this.
The redhead giggled as I kissed her again.
I want to see Brooklyn.
It'll just be a mall. I shrugged. You wait till you see Manhattan.
Is that another nearby settlement?
Sid asked and cocked her head curiously. Sort of, yeah. I shrugged. But we call them boroughs.
Boroughs.
Sid nodded as if she needed to confirm the information going into her head, and then she looked up again with another half-smile.
Okay, I understand.
Good job. I shot her a smile of my own as I gave Amber's ass a quick squeeze. You girls ready? They both made various noises of agreement, so we hustled our way out of my dorm room. Hey, where are you? Aaron stuck his head out of his door opposite me, spotted me and Amber as he was in the process of asking where we were going, and then spotted Sid. Oh, we're going shopping, I said, and caught his eye quick enough to make a face at him in an attempt to stop him from staring. But I couldn't exactly blame him. I'd walked out with not just Amber, who he thought was my original girlfriend that I'd smuggled into my dorm room at the start of the semester, but with a whole other beautiful dark-haired woman, too. Aaron just blinked, shook his long hair out like a confused wet dog, and then comically frowned as the three of us passed his room and quickly made our way down the corridor. Okay, well, have a good weekend, then, he called out to us, and I just waved over my shoulder as I hustled the two gorgeous women out of Dalton Hall and did my best not to start giggling in the same way that Amber did. I was thankful for the weekend because it meant I just got to hang out with the two beautiful women I'd rescued from the other world, and I didn't have to worry about getting to classes or Brad cornering me on the quad, or battling river trolls and ugly feral vampires and a myriad of other supernatural beings, which in fairness was actually one of the strongest perks of being at college for me. But the break was welcome, and I was excited to show the girls a little of my world. Make sure you stick with me, okay? I told the two of them as we headed toward the wrought iron gates on the far side of the quad.
Oh, I'm not leaving your damn sight.
Amber chuckled and wrapped herself around my arm.
Me either,
Sid said in a quiet voice.
Your world is loud. And gray,
Amber commented as we walked out of campus and right into downtown Brooklyn. And she did a full 360 as she looked around.
Why is it so gray?
Oh, they don't call it a concrete jungle for nothing. I laughed as both of their stares became wide-eyed and shocked the more of my New York borough that they saw. You wait till we get to the mall. It's not so gray there. It's more technicolor.
I have no idea what to even expect anymore.
Amber shrugged as she stared upward with her blue eyes sparkling mischievously.
But I like it. This world is so very interesting.
I like it too,
Sid said with a small smile as she did the same as Amber and looked around at her surroundings.
It's like controlled chaos.
That's exactly what it's like. I grinned down at the black-haired woman and watched with a slight satisfaction as a light blush suddenly stained her beautiful pale skin. Then I hailed a cab on the nearest corner, and I had to really stop myself from laughing at every disbelieving stare and gasp that came out of my two girls. I couldn't even begin to imagine how fantastical New York must have seemed to them. Sure, they came from a world of magic and mythical creatures, but that was the norm. This was like nothing they could have even dreamed of. At least for me, I'd seen different iterations of their world in movies and video games and pop culture. So when I entered their world, I already had a basic understanding of how things sort of operated. But for the two of them, Brooklyn must have felt like stepping onto a completely different planet. Even the concept of a car was odd to them, and Amber made a point to call it a metal carriage with no horses, which in fairness to her wasn't exactly incorrect. And I took great pleasure in explaining the concept of horsepower and vehicles to her as the yellow cab took off to the nearest shopping mall. Both girls were doe-eyed and eager when we walked into the madness of the mall, but I'd never particularly made it a habit for me to hang out in one. My teenage haunts were usually skate parks and whatever dive bars we could get into without getting carded. But their excitement was so contagious, I found myself battling the wide grin that spread across my face. It was busy, it being a Saturday afternoon and all, and I instinctively took both Amber's and Sid's hands as we made our way through the crowds. Amber's hand felt nice in my grip, and she wound her fingers through mine so she could run a playful thumb over the back of my hand, where my tattoo usually was in her world. But Sid's felt different. A good kind of different, though. A different fueled by anticipation and barely concealed desire. And I tried to keep my grip neutral and my eyes casually averted as we walked through the busy shopping mall and headed to the pawn shop I knew was on the back street outside. I decided to keep the huge diamond pendant concealed in my dorm room because I didn't particularly trust a pawn dealer to give me a decent price for it. The stone was so big and so clear that I wanted to take it to a licensed jeweler's and get a decent price for it. The gold, however, I knew could be melted down and sold off for quick cash, which was exactly what I was after right now. The bell above the door heralded our arrival, and as soon as the door swung shut behind us, the hustle and bustle of the outside quieted, as if the owner of the establishment somehow had the ability to hit the mute button on real life. The lady behind the counter looked up from a magazine she'd had her nose buried in and shot a warm smile across the store at us.
Welcome, friends!
She called out and waved a perfectly manicured hand by way of greeting. Her nails were long, red, and made from acrylic, and her overly plump lips, which were covered in a thick sheen of glittery gloss, smacked together as she expertly worked a piece of chewing gum.
Hello?
Amber said cheerfully as we approached the counter.
Do you buy gold?
I shook my head with a wry smile as the lady behind the counter took a long look at Amber while still chewing on her gum like a cow lazily munching on grass.
Well, honey, we sure do,
the lady said as her face split into a wide grin.
What do you got for me?
Amber motioned to where Sid and I were still standing behind her, and I approached the dusty glass counter with the velvet pouch of raw gold nuggets. I shook the three globules of metal out into the glass and spread them out, and the teller sucked in a lungful of air through her almost two white teeth.
Well, I'll be damned!
She laughed obnoxiously loud and shook her head in amazement.
Where on earth did you get all that?
We found it, I said with a forced chuckle. We bought an old storage container and there were bags like this inside a dresser. The lie rolled off my tongue as easily as syrup, and both Sid and Amber shot me surprised looks.
Well, honey,
the lady behind the counter whistled again.
You sure did hit the jackpot. Let me just run a test, and if it's real and you got more, then you're sitting on a small fortune.
Not bad for $100 bid. I winked and nudged Sid with my elbow, and despite the black-haired woman really not understanding what the hell was going on, she picked up on my infectious good mood almost immediately because she giggled along with me. The claw-nailed teller did her tests, weighed the gold out on an old-school pair of scales, and then grinned up at me with her jaw still working overtime on the old piece of gum in her mouth.
I can give you $8,000 for it,
she said.
Cash?
The other place offered me 10, I said, even though I realized that two of the nuggets were a bit smaller in this batch of the three than the previous batch.
9,
she cleared her throat.
Best I can do, cash, right now.
You got it. I walked out of the store feeling like Hugh fucking Hefner, for the second time since I found the portal in the other world.
Now what?
Sid asked curiously, and Amber rounded on me too, with an expectant look in her sparkling blue eyes. Now, we go shopping, I told them with a smirk. You can pick out a whole bunch of new clothes. I laughed at the immediate dollar signs behind their eyes, because even despite the fact they were from a completely different dimension, the two gorgeous women had the exact same reaction that I'd expect any girl would have if she'd just been told she had a multi-thousand-dollar shopping spree to embark on. We immediately set off through the mall like bulls in a very large china shop, and Amber dragged the three of us into a store with a black dress in the window that she had made several cooing noises over. With that, I resigned to the official clothing holder and support character of the day, and the two women went rampant on what felt like millions of racks of clothing. I sort of lost count by the time the pile in my arms had started to get close to my chin, and I attempted to readjust my grip on all the items in my hands with a jokingly exasperated laugh. You know, you can go and try this stuff on, right? I chuckled as Sid launched a neon pink sweater on top of the ever-growing pile.
We can!
Amber gasped as she appeared from between two circular racks of blouses. Yeah, that way you can make informed decisions about what you want to keep, I explained. And also you won't accidentally bury me completely in a bunch of stuff.
That sounds like fun.
Sid giggled as she placed one more item on top of the wad in my arms, but very carefully, like she was playing Jenga.
I think I've only ever owned 2 outfits in my life, at least from what I can remember.
Well, that's definitely about to change. I grinned over the top of the clothing mountain. But I'll also be teaching you both about doing laundry.
Oh, for another D.
Amber waved her hand impatiently and then started to lift up the hem of her shirt.
Do we just try it on here?
In the middle of the store on a Saturday afternoon? I let out a laugh at Amber's eager puppy dog expression. No, not unless you want to get arrested. There are special rooms built for privacy just over there in that corner. I nodded with my head toward the fitting rooms, so the two girls took off, and it was all I could do not to drop everything in my arms as I followed them. I separated the clothing between the two of them and finally collapsed onto one of the couches outside the fitting rooms with a breathless sigh. An assistant walked by me with a knowing smirk, and I just nodded politely up at him with a shrug. Amber had chosen a few pairs of extremely tight-fitting jeans in different shades of denim to match the ones Honey had donated to her, as well as a black tennis-style skirt with thick pleats and a belt that cinched perfectly in at her already slim waist. She'd also opted for a couple of plain white t-shirts that would have fared pretty well in a wet t-shirt competition, though I elected to leave out an explanation as to what it was, as well as a silky gray blouse that looked like woven silver and clung to her curves in all the right places. She'd also scooped up the black dress she'd seen in the display window, and it looked far better on her than it ever could on a mannequin. It was pretty similar to her raw leather dress, except it was made out of a soft cotton-like material and had long sleeves that hooked over her thumbs.
I could have gone on forever.
Amber giggled as I helped her load the cashier desk up with her picks.
I've been to busy markets before, but this is crazy.
We'll get plenty of chances to come back, I promised her with a grin. Wait until we start making enough money to go designer. Amber looked up at me with a curious smile as she rifled through her clothing, and I quickly turned to Sid before she could ask what I meant. I would save that particular shopping spree for when we sold the diamond I'd stashed in my closet. Are you having fun? I asked the dark-haired woman in a soft voice.
Yes.
She giggled.
I like the clothes market here. There are so many choices I didn't know where to begin.
Well, you managed pretty well by the looks of it. I snickered as I loaded the poor cashier's desk up with even more items. Sid hadn't been a fan of the way jeans, or trousers in general for that matter, had felt on her, so she'd opted for a few tight-fitting cotton dresses in a rainbow of different colors. I found it quite funny how Amber, with her red hair and freckled skin, had decided to keep quite a monotone black-and-white style to her new wardrobe, whereas Sid, with her milky pale skin and jet-black hair, had opted for color anywhere she could shoehorn it in. Along with the colorful cotton dresses, Sid had also chosen a good number of different blouses, in soft, silken materials similar to the type Amber had picked, though again, with a far more colorful spectrum. And she'd also gone to town on the form-fitting knitted sweaters.
That'll be $682.43,
the cashier said with a dramatic sigh as she finally bagged the last item.
Would there be cash or credit?
I'll pay cash. I smiled at the young girl behind the desk, and I smirked to the girls when she just raised a perfectly plucked eyebrow and rang me up. We spent another couple of hours wandering through the shopping mall, where both girls went half feral when we hit the shoe stores, until suddenly Sid grabbed my arm when we walked past a bookstore. What is it? I asked with a smile as the dark-haired woman broke away so she could press her nose up against the glass.
You have glass stools just for books?
She asked with a reverent gasp, and when she looked over her shoulder at me and Amber, her dark eyes glinted with excitement. You like to read? I asked as Amber and I joined her at the window.
Yes.
Sid breathed nostalgically.
My papa taught me before he passed on from this world. We used to share books, and I was guilty of borrowing from the Baron's library on more than one occasion.
But hang on, can you read English? I suddenly asked as I realized I'd never even asked what language they had. I'd assumed English given how they could talk to me, and everyone in the other world spoke it too.
English?
Sid scrunched her nose in confusion. My language, I clarified.
Oh.
Sid giggled.
Well, the letters and runes aren't familiar to me at all, but I can understand them. Oh, me too!
Amber added eagerly.
We must get that from you.
Get what from me? I asked with a grin down at the redhead.
Your language!
Amber explained.
An understanding. For example, I do not know how I know, but I know that the phrase bookworm refers to someone who loves books, like our Sid here. I must have learned the word from being in your head. It's due to our bond with you, Master.
She curled the last word around her tongue and looked up at me with her blue eyes sparkling.
But I'm not bound,
Sid muttered in a breathy voice.
Not fully. At least, not yet.
Not yet. I smiled down at her, and the anticipation made a sudden spark of pleasure curl in the pit of my stomach. So I had to clear my throat and pretend to act normal.
That's worth the wait,
Amber half whispered to our new companion, and I felt heat in my cheeks at her flirtatious words. Well, I think we should make a start on your own library, Sid. I told the black-haired beauty decidedly, and then quickly guided the two of them into the bookstore. There's a huge number of stories here that are actually quite like your world.
Really?
Sid whispered through her fingers as she gazed around at the stacks and stacks of books on the shelves.
Do you have any recommendations?
I bought Sid the entire Game of Thrones collection, which she thanked me profusely for, and the three of us carried on wandering through the busy shopping mall, with an almost ridiculous number of bags in our hands, to the point where we could no longer hold each other's hands. Amber. I mentioned the redhead's name when I saw her glancing at an art supply store with curious eyes. There must be something you remember enjoying when you were in your human body.
Well, I don't know if I'd be any good at it anymore. It's been so long.
Amber shrugged dismissively.
What is it, Amber?
Sid asked with a gentle smile.
I used to draw.
The redhead scuffed the toes of her boots into the floor and shrugged her slim shoulders again.
Although, I don't know if I was ever any good, really, and it's been literally years since I've even had a hand to pick up charcoal with, so...
Hey, I cut off her rambling and grinned. I'm sure you were great. Don't you miss it?
All the time.
Amber admitted as she gnawed on her bottom lip.
It was like an escape.
Well, maybe you could sketch Sid when she reads. I prompted as I steered the two of them toward the art store. Or you could draw me naked. The two girls dissolved into fits of giggles. No need to laugh quite so hard, I chuckled. Amber spent a good 20 minutes rifling through the blank canvases and rainbow of acrylic paints and brushes, until she eventually settled on a ring-bound pad filled with pages of thick sketch paper, as well as a set of colorful oil pastels and dark charcoal points.
Thank you, James,
Amber said gratefully, as I paid and handed her the bag of art supplies with a wide grin. It's my pleasure, I told both of them as we continued our trek through the mall. I physically couldn't carry any more by the time my wallet had dwindled, so I called time on the shopping spree considering how we'd nearly blitzed through a good chunk of the money I'd pawned the gold for already. We grabbed a quick bite to eat in the food court, and Sid chose sandwiches again, since she was keen to try something similar to the one I'd brought back for Amber earlier in the day. Then I thankfully managed to hail a cab to ferry us back to campus. After a long day exploring the wonders of a shopping mall with my two other worldly women, the three of us finally got some sleep. But not before the two still excitable shopping addicts put all of their new clothes away in the closet. I still elected to curl up on my computer chair while the girls shared my bed, though Sid definitely seemed to have at least warmed up to Amber enough for the two of them to end up tangled together in an intricate spooning position. Then, the next morning, we decided to set off through the portal again to explore the dungeon where the otherworldly counterpart to my closet was hidden. Since we discovered the swamp and the witch, as well as the dusty old vampire cavern, I was curious to see just how far the stone maze spread into the hills above Haddon.
Oh, it's a shame we can't actually show off our new wares.
Amber sighed as she inspected the perfect shape of her ass in the mirror that hung on the back of my college room door.
No, but at least we can blend in a little more in James's world now.
Sid reasoned with a shy smile, and she twirled the hem of her dress. That's true. I nodded with a grin to the two of them. And you both look gorgeous, by the way. But now it's time to do some exploring. They cooed their replies back to me as I pulled the closet door open, and the three of us stepped into the other world once again.